That's good. You're getting better at this, little sister.
I'd have to be good at something, brother dear. Goddess, I love your musk. So heavy and oily.
I'm getting close, Al. Come. Let's see that cunt of yours lifted nice and high.
Of course, Seven. Come on. Let's see if you can knock me up this time. Face down, ass up. That's the way you like to fuck.
You know, one of these days are actually going to get pregnant.
Better me than that human slut of yours. Ow, hit me again, you brute.
Ha, I think not. I'm going to town for a new slave. Mind your manners and don't interrupt my assistant. I know you don't like her, and I know she's just a human. But she's doing important work for me, understand?
Ugh, fine. Just make sure you're extra rough with me when you come back, Oni-san.
Where you picked up those words, I will never know.
Bloody humans. How all could it honestly be to groom one another? Tell them to use their tongues and they get all... ugh, shy. Ah! Who the hell Oh. It isn't the, mage.
Nice save. I'm here to procure your services again, slaver. My precious toy has... outlived her intended usefulness.
Of course. Walk right this way. Zevon, you didn't feed her to your little pets, did you? I know these chattel don't have real rights, but the law doesn't like it when I sell them off to be devoured. Not supposed to be killing them off on purpose, now am I?
She is fine. She simply will not do for the purpose for which she was originally purchased, however.
You know, you could just go to one of these hotels of theirs and ask around. I'm sure someone would be desperate enough to sign on, right?
Out of the question. I may require my slave to be raped, bred, and give rapid birth, or to experience exquisite, but temporary death or pain. No legal contract in all the country could protect my research if it got out that I was enslaving people myself. That's the state's job. Besides, hotels disgust me. That many humans living together, ugh. They're always spreading their manufactured scents, sweeping and scrubbing everything down to the grain. It's wrong.
Well, you've got me there. I certainly wouldn't be caught slumming it like that. Well, not like I need to. After all, my pets are more than available to me and any of my friends to test out as we like. Oh, this will do nicely.
Are you sure about this one? It seems... scrawny. I don't need a weak slave. I need one that will sustain my experiment.
Of course I'm sure. Come on, Zev, I sold your last one to you, didn't I? How is she, by the way? Is she satisfactory?
She pleased me well enough that I made her my assistant. She no longer spends any nights on her back for my servants, and has not done so for many moons. This is why I need a new one, in case you couldn't get it through your thick head.
Okay, ouch. No need for that kind of talk. This one should do just fine. I tested it out myself, and while cunt boys are a little weird for most customers, I think your servants will find a particular pleasure in such depravity.
How much?
Now, that is a fun question. Why don't we start...
How much for the whore?
16 drachma, no less.
That's 40% more than the girl. What's your game here, ferret?
Look, if you don't want to indulge my little amusements, then you get the marked up price. Next time, maybe you don't interrupt my fun. You're a raccoon. I thought you guys loved this stuff.
Fine. Next time, I will bargain with you more. Pack this one up and have it ready for me in 10 minutes for a test run. I will need to see how it handles me before I waste time introducing it to my servants.
Oh, live show, eh? I think I can see my way down to 12, if I get a 10 with it as well.
That's fine. Is it fertile?
Heh, I don't know yet. We make sure not to let our merchandise rot until they're purchased.
Then I guess we'll just have to see.